Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports with Coleman on the Fan. We bring in one of my favorites, Brian Mitchell, former NFC East star. Played for basically every team in the division outside of Dallas. Former colleague of mine, B. Mitch, it's too late to wish you a happy new year, so I hope you're doing well, my friend.
I'm good, Jerry. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. And I wanted to get your view down I-95 of the Ravens this year. Injuries hit them, but, you know, so did every other team in the AFC North get hit with injuries. But they went 1-5 inside the division. They only beat Cleveland. How much can you blame injuries these days in the NFL, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know if you can necessarily just blame it, but, you know, sometimes it's impactful. You look at them, and before the season even started, they had a ton of people on IR, and that preseason game against Washington, they lose, what, two, three people that week. You know, they lost people in key positions, and I think when you lose people in key positions, that affects you. You know, to see them going on the stretch they were going early in the year was remarkable, but you know that eventually that lack of depth is going to catch up with you, and that definitely caught up with them.
Well, the Ravens kicker, Justin Tucker, who is excellent at what he does, he was just featured on 60 Minutes. B. Mitch, as a special teams ace yourself, I guess kickers are more highly thought of than maybe when you played.
Oh, yeah, definitely today when, you know, they moved the extra point back and things of that nature. And you look at the distances that these guys are hitting, I think ultimately guys like Justin Tucker and, you know, they basically are really taking their job serious. I remember there was a point when myself and Mel Gray, we said, let's make the return game more of that, you know, a glamour position where people are going to be going out looking for guys that could impact the game. Well, when you look at kickers today, Justin, what is he, 65, 66 yards, whatever his record is,
yep.
You know, that was unheard of in the earlier days. Now, guys routinely hit the ball 59, 60 yards, things like that. And I think when you have that, that's a distinct weapon for you.
Definitely that 66-yard game winner in Detroit put him on the map for a lot of people that weren't familiar with his accomplishments. And really, here in Baltimore, one of the biggest offseason questions, will the Ravens give an extension to Lamar Jackson? I'm on record saying now is not the time. He's going to get paid $23 million next year. He was hurt, of course, with the ankle injury. What would you do if you were the GM?
You know, you look at it and you see what his capabilities are, and then you start wondering, can you get somebody better? If you can't get nobody better, you give him the extension, and then you basically have to let Lamar understand, you know, just like I always said about Robert, Lamar is light years better than Robert, Griffin III, let's just be honest. But you can't start getting hit a lot. You got to take care of your body. You got to, you know, this is where you get to the point where when you're a young guy, your athleticism can do everything for you. But now, as you get older, you start taking care of yourself more in the offseason. You start enhancing your game, passing in the pocket. You run when you need to, get down. You don't need to make the remarkable plays all the time. Sometimes you just get the first down, get your butt down, go back in the huddle. Because as you get older and as you become a better quarterback in this league, you are now not just a player. You're kind of a CEO of the team. And the one job you have to have, one thing you have to quality in that job is making sure that you are there. Okay? The only ability you need is availability. And if Lamar Jackson was healthy in most of these games, they'd be playing in the playoffs this weekend with those injuries.
No doubt about that, no doubt. Brian Mitchell, former player, now at 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. These playoff games in places like Buffalo and Green Bay, do you like watching them being played in the snow as opposed to having to play the games in the snow yourself back in the day?
And, you know, I always look forward to trying to play a game in the snow, but unfortunately I never had a game that we played in the snow. You know, it would flurry a little bit, but it was never like nothing that was crazy.
Really?
In practice, yeah, I never had a game that it was just coming down so hard that it was piling up on the field. You know, it had snow prior to it. They had scraped the field off of things of that nature. But I've had that type of thing in practice. I'm a kid at heart. I always looked for it, but I never had the chance to go out there and have it.
That's amazing as a guy who spent his life in the NFC East. But Josh Allen announced he doesn't like the cold, can't feel his toes. I want you to comment on these comments from Josh Allen. Go ahead. Let's listen to Josh.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be cold for both teams. It'll be a challenge. You know, it's not fun getting hit in the cold. It's not fun catching hard passes in the cold. And getting off the ground is just, it's a little more exhausting throughout the course of a game. So, again, just trying to get used to that. And it's more of a, I think, mental barrier than it is a physical barrier, if anything. But, again, we got to do our best to not let the elements limit us in what we can do.
Now, does the cold weather impact certain players? And did he think about the cold weather before, you know, taking a $250 million deal from the Bills?
Well, you know what? It does impact some players. But the thing he said kind of later on in that comment right there was it's a mental thing more than it is a physical thing. It's 100% true. I came here from Louisiana. And I got here in my first game. And we was about to play a game against, I think, the Giants or somebody up north. And I had on some sleeves, and Monty Coleman came to me and just gently took some scissors and cut my sleeves right below my my jersey and let them fall down to my wrist. He said, "You can wear it like that." He said, "It's, you know, we don't go out there looking weak." So basically, I quickly learned, I step on the field, it's mind over matter. I didn't care about the weather anymore. You know, when I played in games, I did not put on sleeves. You know, after a while, when I first got here, and he did that, I started to go out there, and you find out that if you think about it, you get cold. If you don't think about it, you're not cold. And the people that are out there thinking about it, if it's Josh going into the game talking about, oh, you know, it's colder, you know, my feet hurt, and I don't want to, you know, you get hurt, get hit more. If I'm playing against him, I'm New England, I'm hitting him a little more. I'm going to put it like when I get up and he's on the ground, I'm going to put my arm in his chest to give him a little bit more force on him and make him have to think about the cold weather. You know, you can't think about it. And the last thing you want to do is let people know that it affects you. Because then they can start doing little different things and make sure you really affect it.
Yeah, I was surprised he let those words come out of his mouth. So the new team name for the Washington football team is coming on Groundhog Day. What's the level of excitement down there over that?
A lot of people are excited about it, Jerry, but you know how I think. I don't give a damn what the name is going to be.
I know you don't.
You know, when the Ravens first got the name the Ravens, I doubt if 100% of the people up there were happy about that name. But then they go and they win a Super Bowl. Now you can embrace that name some. As I said over and over again, I don't care if it's Admirals, Commanders, Red Hawks, Red Wolves, whatever the hell it is. You start winning some football games and the name becomes a distant thought. If you don't win games, people are going to keep talking about the name. I got asked a question today. Does the name win any football games? No.
That's all that matters is W's. No, it doesn't.
Games,
right.
And I think that's how you start having people have pride and passion and begin to have that feeling about a name. It's not going to be just what they name, no matter what they name it. Many people are going to be happy. Many people are not going to be happy. But when they start winning, you know, then all of a sudden you start seeing those hats on the heads of everybody walking around.
That will definitely change their tune. I wanted to end on this. Listen, Clinton Portis was a very good running back, did some zany things in D.C., dressing up once a week, but nothing funny about stealing from ex-NFL players, B. Mitch.
Yeah, nothing funny at all, and I think that's the ultimate thing about it. You know, Clinton is a friend of mine, and, you know, you support your friends anyway. But if I ever had the one-on-one conversation with about this subject, I would have to make sure he understood what you did wasn't right. You know, and I watch a lot of people acting as if he was wronged. No, he wasn't necessarily wronged. You know, he did something wrong. They thought they basically, if you needed the equipment, you can get it. They will pay you back for getting the equipment. But when you get money and you're not getting the equipment, that's defrauding. And when you defraud, you have to pay the little consequences. He has 6 months. To think about that, and I think when he gets back, you know, I hope he does the right thing. You know, I will still be here to help support him and do things if he needs me to, But ultimately, I'm not going to be a friend who sits there and act like you did nothing wrong. I'm not an enabler. You know,
no, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I agree with you. I mean, I love the guy, but what he did was wrong, and you're completely right.
You make a mistake, you take blame, you say, okay, I take accountability for it, and then you move forward. Nobody should be trying to sit up here make it seem like somebody was out to get you. If they never did what they did, nobody would have went after any one of them.
No, he got a lot of money from the owner of the football team over there that he could have held on to, and unfortunately it went away, and hopefully he can rectify things down the line. I really appreciate your input, especially after doing your own show, so thank you very much for joining me.
All right, no problem, but anytime, you know that.
All right, again, Happy New Year, but it's too late to wish you one.
Hey, you're better late than never, Jerry.
That's right. I'll see you before 2022 is up. There he goes, Brian Mitchell from 106.7 The Fan, former player, also NBC Sports Washington. He's as hard a working guy that I have ever met as a former athlete. I think I've told this story on this program routinely. When I worked with him at a station on the AM dial in D.C., he would be one of the first people in to prep. And I'm talking about hours before his show started. He worked his tail off, just like he did on the football field. One of John Harbaugh's all-time favorites. It's one of the connections Harbaugh and I have. B. Mitch. I also have a picture of B. Mitch trying to strangle me one time, but it was all in good fun, as he will tell you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.